Well, Dwayne, how are things going in Alamogordo?
Well, on Sunday, we had eight inmates who were housed at the Otero County Detention Center, and they were refusing orders from the detention officers. So the officers at the detention center requested the assistance of the Alamogordo Police Department, Otero County Sheriff's Office, and the New Mexico State Police officers. They were refusing to return back to their cells, and the law enforcement that were assisting the detention center came in, and they were able to detain the inmates pretty quickly. They did have to pepper spray one inmate, but it went pretty smoothly.
Any idea on were they protesting? Were they just being obstinate?
They were just being obstinate. They just didn't want to return back to their cells during a lockdown situation for the night.
Okay, well, let's move on to another story that's very interesting. Talk to me about Foxhole Homes.
Foxhole Homes is a project by local veterans here in Otero County, and they are planning a affordable housing project near the relief route. And they are attempting right now to get their construction permit, and this is so they can construct affordable homes for the veterans that are made out of repurposed materials such as glass bottles, old tires, and then they use dirt and earth material from the land, and they build affordable houses out there for them to live in. And these are homeless veterans that are unable to find housing for themselves.
How long has this organization been around?
This organization's been around for about 3 years, and they've been working on this project for about 4 years. They started forming 4 years ago, and then they brought it all together about 3 years ago and did construct one or two homes just to see how they would work near the Tularosa area. But now they have gotten land over by the Oliver Lee Memorial Relief Route, and looks like they're going to be starting construction over there this year.
What kind of support have they gotten from the city?
It's more of the county. The city seems like they're in favor of it to help the veterans out, but this is more out in the county area where they're going to construct these homes. So they've been working together with the county more than the city.
Well, sounds like a worthwhile project, Dwayne.
It is.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week, Dwayne.
All right, thanks.